Very good, Micheál Lehane at Leinster House. Thank you for that. Well, staying with that, we're joined by Michael Murphy, a retired Lieutenant Colonel and former Deputy Director of Military Intelligence for the Defence Forces. Michael Murphy, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on the programme. You're welcome to the News at 1.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Now, from your observation over many years of the way the Russians operate, what do you make of this list that they say they've issued, this stop list? Why this move and why now, do you think?
Well, I suppose if you look at Newton's third law, that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, we have been quite hawkish in the European Union, looking for sanctions against Russia. We have now also decided to train some of the Ukrainian forces. So therefore, one should not be surprised that there would be a counteraction for all of that from the Russians. It's just a matter of when that was going to happen.
And apparently the secrecy, at least so far, from the Kremlin over who actually is on this list. What do you make of that?
It's the way the Russians operate. They're quite secretive and also try and keep people in guessing as to what they're going to do. It's the normal way of for the Russians to behave. Eventually, the list should come out. It's a matter for the Russians. But one shouldn't be surprised as who would be on the list. Many of the names listed you'd have expected from things that have been going on here and our actions towards Russia.
Now, if, as you say, every action has an opposite and equal reaction, presumably they'll also have been expecting to have been this summons for Ambassador Filatov to Ivy House this afternoon. That won't have come as a surprise.
Of course not. That's the way that things normally work out. Of course, one should be looking at this, like the war and everything else. War is a failure of diplomacy. And therefore, how are we doing diplomatically to try and ease tensions or to try and get the Russians to leave Ukraine and for Ukraine to have peace? Diplomacy seems to have failed completely. And of course, once a war starts, and this is the problem, once the troops cross the start line, no one knows where that war is going to go. And we don't know. Remember, the First World War started completely by accident. Not by accident, but by no great design. And look what it led to. We are a nation that's behaving very hawkishly towards Russia. We're the most defenseless country in Europe. Our defense forces are decimated. We're in no position to be hawkish if we're going to behave, if we don't expect reaction from the Russians.
I mean, just on this question of our hawkishness, as you describe it, but what more have we done other than to go along with the agreed European Union position in relation to this invasion, this Russian invasion of Ukraine?
Well, if you go back to September, when they were talking about Russians are both sanctions in the European Union, Ireland joined the hawkish group, what were known as the hawkish group, Poland and the Baltic states. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have to understand where they're coming from. They're coming right up against the Russian border, so therefore they have a different interest in this than most other states. I'd say the Germans or the French or the Maltese or whatever. But we joined that group looking for the most strict sanctions against the Russians. Mm. So we kind of put ourselves out there.
Simon Coveney might say we took a moral stand.
Well, you see, when we go down to moral stands, then you have to ask the question, where was our moral stand when the United Kingdom and America invaded Iraq? If we're going to work on principles, then we work on principles against all nations, not just on the ones we decide we're against.
In relation to these calls for further expulsions of Russians based in the embassy, on the basis, it would seem, that there's a belief at least some of them are operating not as diplomats but operating for Russian intelligence, is that a move that you think should be considered?
Well, one should always expect that every embassy will have people within its embassy operating who are not diplomats, who are there for other purposes. That's normal, and that should be expected. And of course, we know that that is the case in relation to the Russian embassy. Now, if we expel them, of course, there are only four diplomats we have in Moscow, and it's just going to be a matter of tit for tat. So when do we stop?
So in relation to those who might be intelligence gathering, how do we meet that? What should we do about that?
Well, it's a point I've been trying to make for a very long time. We don't have a proper security system in this country. It's a wide open for espionage. We have very poor systems in place for counterintelligence and counterespionage. And so therefore, one thing we have to do, and I've been at this for some time, is that this is an area that we need to address. And if we're going to start talking the way we are in relation to Russia, then we're really putting ourselves, as I make the analogy of like a kid joining from junior school into secondary school and going and kicking the bully in sixth year and hoping to get away with it.
So if we're going to tolerate such large numbers of Russians in their embassy, we should have our own intelligence services or counterintelligence that should be able to monitor what they're doing and understand what they're about.
Absolutely. That's the way most countries operate.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Michael Murphy, thanks for talking to us here on the News at One. Back with more after this short break.